Hey everyone, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. We're going to dive right back into the world of cyber attacks today, unpack some of the latest headlines, and try to, you know, figure out what's going on in this crazy digital Wild West.
It never gets boring, does it? Just when you think you've seen it all, bam.
Right.
There's some crazy new threat or tactic that pops up.
Exactly. Like this first story we're going to talk about today.
Oh, yeah.
This massive brute force attack targeting VPNs, and I mean massive, we're talking almost 3 million IP addresses a day.
Yeah, it's a wild one. It's like a digital army constantly hammering at those, you know, virtual doors. Mm-hmm. And VPNs, you know, those are really valuable targets because they can give attackers that direct line into those corporate networks, bypassing all those security measures that companies have in place.
Right, because a VPN basically creates a secure tunnel between your device and the company's network. So if an attacker can crack that VPN, it's like they're suddenly inside the castle walls.
Precisely. And what's interesting about this attack is the geographic spread of those IP addresses.
Yep.
We're seeing a lot of activity coming from places like Brazil, Turkey, and Russia.
Hmm. Any theories on why those countries might be hotspots for this kind of activity?
Well, it could be a few things. One possibility is the prevalence of botnets in those regions. A botnet is basically a network of infected computers controlled by hackers. Think of it like a zombie army ready to do the attacker's bidding.
Okay, so these infected computers are basically launching the brute force attack, trying all different password combinations until they find one that works. But how do these computers get infected in the first place?
Often it starts with exploiting vulnerabilities in devices. So maybe someone clicked on a malicious link in an email or downloaded some, you know, sketchy software. Suddenly their computer is part of this giant botnet and they probably have no idea.
So what can companies do to protect themselves? I mean, nearly 3 million IP addresses a day. That's got to be overwhelming for their security teams.
It definitely is a huge concern. The scale of these attacks is just massive.
Yeah.
But there are a few things companies can do. First and foremost, enabling multi-factor authentication for VPN access.
Oh, right.
So this means users need more than just a password to log in.
Hmm.
They need a second form of verification, like a code sent to their phone.
Right. So even if a hacker steals the password, they still can't get in without that second factor. Good tip. Make a note of that, everyone.
Yeah.
What else?
Strong passwords are essential, of course. And make sure your VPN software is always up to date. You know, those updates often include security patches that can fix known vulnerabilities.
Speaking of vulnerabilities, what about zero trust security? It seems to be the buzzword these days.
Yeah, zero trust is super important, especially with so many people working remotely now. It's basically a shift in mindset.
Yeah.
Instead of assuming that everything inside the network is safe, you assume that everything and everyone is a potential threat.
So it's like never trust, always verify.
Exactly. And this means implementing things like strong authentication for all users and devices, even if they're already inside the network. You're constantly monitoring activity, looking for anything suspicious, and ready to restrict access immediately if needed.
It sounds like a lot of work.
It can be, but
yeah.
In this day and age, you can never be too careful.
True that. These attacks aren't just going to, you know, disappear overnight.
Unfortunately not. They're just going to get more sophisticated and more frequent.
Well, speaking of attacks, this next story takes us to the newsroom, where a major U.S. newspaper group found itself in the crosshairs of a cyber attack.
Oh, yeah. This is a fascinating one because it shows how vulnerable even large, well-established organizations can be. We're talking about Lee Enterprises, which owns 77 daily newspapers and hundreds of weekly publications across the country.
I read about that. This attack basically shut down their entire operation. Newspapers couldn't be printed, reporters couldn't get their files, even their VPNs went down.
Yeah, a complete digital standstill.
Wow.
And it really highlights how reliant we've become on technology these days.
For sure.
And how a single cyber attack can just completely disrupt these essential services. Like, imagine not being able to get your local news because of a ransomware attack.
That's kind of scary. And this happened back in February, right? Any idea who was behind it?
Well, that's the thing with these investigations. They can take a long time, weeks or even months to really unfold. It's a meticulous process, you know, analyzing all that digital evidence, tracking down the attackers and trying to understand their motives.
I also remember reading that this wasn't their first time dealing with a cyber attack. A few years back, they were targeted by Iranian hackers trying to spread disinformation.
Yeah, disinformation campaigns, those are a whole other beast.
Right.
It's all about manipulating information, spreading false narratives, and trying to sow discord among the public.
It's like a digital version of psychological warfare. And in this case, it was aimed at a media organization, you know, a company that's responsible for giving information to the public.
Right.
That's really unsettling.
It is. And it shows how these attacks are becoming more and more sophisticated and targeted. It's not just about stealing data or money anymore. It's about undermining trust and manipulating public opinion.
Speaking of manipulation, this next story is really mind-boggling. We're talking about ransomware operators who are trying to recruit everyday employees to help them.
I know, right? It's almost like you have to admire their audacity, but it's also incredibly alarming, you know? It's like they're trying to turn employees into unwitting accomplices.
So how does this recruitment even work? Do they, like, send out job applications or something?
It's actually pretty straightforward and kind of unsettling how brazen they are.
Yeah.
They basically include an extra little message in their ransom note.
Okay.
Urging victims to infect more machines on the network in exchange for, you know, a cut of the profits, which they claim could be millions.
Only millions. Come on, who's actually falling for that?
You'd be surprised. Desperation can make people do crazy things. And, you know, these attackers are clever.
Yeah.
They know how to craft a message that preys on people's vulnerabilities.
Okay.
They make it sound like a win-win, like you're sticking it to the big corporation and you get rich in the process.
It's just wild to think that someone might actually fall for that. So what is this ransomware called? I'm guessing it's something edgy and cool sounding, like Dark Shadow or Cyber Cobra?
Actually, it's called Donex.
Donex.
Donex. Not quite as dramatic as those, but it gets the point across.
Yeah.
And to make matters worse, they're trying to ride the coattails of a much more notorious ransomware group, Lockbit.
Ah, Lockbit. Now, those guys are infamous. Why would they try to associate themselves with someone known for being so destructive?
It's all about credibility. They're basically trying to leverage the fear factor associated with Lockbit's name. It's like saying, we're just as dangerous as those guys, so you better take us seriously.
So it's a double whammy.
Yeah.
Dangle the promise of riches while also instilling fear? Talk about manipulative.
Is he?
But come on, realistically, what are the chances of these employees actually seeing any of that money?
Slim to none. They're far more likely to end up in legal trouble or even facing jail time. The reality is, working with cybercriminals never ends well.
Okay, so key takeaway for everyone listening, if your boss is annoying, maybe just ask for a raise. Don't try to team up with ransomware gangs to take down the company. Probably won't end well.
Exactly. And you know, all three of these stories, the brute force attack, the newsroom shutdown, and this whole employee recruitment scheme, they all point to a really important trend in cybersecurity.
And what's that?
The lines are getting blurry. It's not just about technology anymore. Cyber attacks are increasingly targeting the human element, exploiting our weaknesses, our desires, even our sense of trust.
So it's not enough to just have strong firewalls and antivirus software.
Right. We need to be just as vigilant about protecting ourselves, our data, and our organizations from the inside out.
So what can people do to stay safe in this increasingly complex cyber landscape?
Well, awareness is key. Understand the threats, you know, how they work. And don't be afraid to ask questions. And if something seems fishy, literally or figuratively, trust your gut and take a step back. We've talked about multi-factor authentication, and that's a great starting point.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's like having an extra lock on your digital door.
Right. And it's not just for work accounts either. It's for everything.
Right.
Email, social media, banking, you name it. If it offers MFA, use it.
Absolutely. And on an individual level, just be cautious about what you click on, you know, what information you share online and who you trust in the digital world. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of a new app or a, you know, a special offer, but always take a moment to think before you click.
Great advice. It's like the old saying, look before you leap. But in this case, it's think before you click.
Exactly. And, you know, something that really struck me about these stories is how they highlight how cybercrime is changing. It's not just about stealing data or money anymore.
Right.
It's about disruption, manipulation, and just sowing chaos.
It's almost like they're trying to, you know, undermine the fabric of our society, attacking institutions like the media and even turning everyday employees against their companies. That's a pretty scary thought.
It is. And it just shows how important it is to be informed, to be critical of the information we see online, and to be proactive about our own cybersecurity.
So before we wrap up today's deep dive, any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
Just remember that cybersecurity is a shared responsibility. We all have a role to play in keeping ourselves and our communities safe in this digital age. Stay informed, stay vigilant, and don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And that's a wrap for today's Cyber Mornings Daily. Thanks for joining us on this wild ride through the cyber threat landscape. We'll be back tomorrow with more breaking news and analysis. Until then, Stay safe out there.
And, you know, all of this kind of makes you think, you know, it really makes you realize that cyber attacks aren't just about stealing data or demanding ransoms anymore. They can disrupt those essential services, you know, try to manipulate information and even turn people against their own employers.
Like that whole ransomware thing. Crazy.
It is. It really underscores the need for all of us to think critically about, you know, what we see online and be wary of those promises that seem too good to be true. You know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to all the resources we talked about today, and let us know what you think on social media. We'll be back tomorrow with more breaking news and analysis from the world of cybersecurity. Until then, stay safe out there.